Editor's note. Each week in this space we compile the most widely read stories from the past week. Legion offers two Remembrance Day services Monday. The Royal Canadian Legion Branch 124 will hold a Queen Street service at the Clock Tower Cenotaph beginning at 10:50 a.m. Monday, and one at the Cenotaph in Queenston at 1 p.m. For details click here. Region holding design workshop for St. David's Roundabout. The open house will be held this Wednesday, November 13. The roundabout is going ahead, but residents are able to have a say in its design. Read the details here. Town provides funding to complete second phase of Heritage Trail. The $21,000 discretionary grant is the first money the town has put toward the rehabilitation of the Upper Canada Heritage Trail. The town is also contributing staff time to do the work. Read the details here. Final stop on Lake Superior camping trip, Pewaukaskwa National Park. Interesting trails, challenging hikes, beautiful views mean Pewaukaskwa National Park might require a return trip. See the great photos of this stage of the Northern Ontario camping trip here. Air Cadets find new home at Legion Hall. The local Air Cadet Squadron already partners with the Royal Canadian Legion on other initiatives, including the annual Poppy Campaign and Remembrance Day ceremonies. Read about the partnership here. Forums on housing for seniors confirm the need for alternatives. Seniors need alternatives that are more about accessibility than affordability. Read about what they need and next steps for the housing committee. Gardening, looking beyond tulips and daffodils. Fall is bulb planting time for lovely blooms next year. Right now the stores are full of a large variety of bulbs in all colors. The first thing to come to mind when we talk about flowering bulbs are tulips and daffodils. Read about some great options. Mexican restaurant in Virgil receives rave reviews. Decor, music, service, and above all of the food, make Twisted Bar in Virgil a delightful, delicious dining experience, says Joy Sangue Dolce. Read her review here.